我今天想用哥林多前书当中的一句话作为我的题目。
Today I would like to use a phrase from 1 Corinthians to be my title.
题目叫做此外没有人能立别的根基。
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid.
我今天还是想跟弟兄姊妹一起来思想很根基的事情。
Today, as usual, I would like to meditate with brothers and sisters on something very fundamental.
我想夏令会中常见弟兄有跟我们交通到一件事。
During the summer retreat, our brother Chang shared with us one thing.
是在诗篇十一章第三节里的一句话。
It is in Psalm 11, chapter 11:3.
他说根基若毁坏，义人还能做什么呢？
If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
但我真的觉得我们其实很少有人真的相信这句话。
I feel that very few of us actually believe this word.
我们很少有人真的相信神所下的这个结论是真的。
That we truly believe that this conclusion that God has given is true.
我们真的相信我们的根基有问题，我们的建造都是白费吗？
That we truly believe that if there's something wrong with our foundation, then all the building is in vain.
我们真的相信我们的根基出了问题，所有的都是没有用的吗？
That if the foundation is has an issue, then everything is useless.
其实我们看我们的生活，我们的生活会向我们做见证。
If we look at our living, then that would be a testimony.
其实我们根本不相信这句话。
In fact, we don't even believe this word.
我们信主了。
We believe the Lord.
但是那些最基本属灵的功课我们没有学过。
But those most basic fundamental lessons we have not yet learned.
最基本的事情我们没有经历过。
The most fundamental things we have not experienced.
那一点在主面前的代价我们没有自己付过。
The little amount of price that we need to pay we haven't yet paid.
我们的良心不能在那里做见证。
Our conscience cannot testify.
不能说神的话真的是真的。
That God's words are true.
我们不能说我真的相信主的话，神真的照此成就了。
We cannot say that we truly believe God's word will come to pass.
我们没有办法说我真的遇见这位真神了。
We cannot truly say that we have met this living God.
这些根基对我们来说很多时候不是很真实。
These foundational matters often are not very real for us.
但同时我今天听了十字架的道。
But at the same time, I have heard the message of the cross.
我听了神永远旨意的道。
The message of the eternal purpose of God.
我听了意象的道。
I heard the message of vision.
我又盼望这些能够在我身上成为实际。
I desire that these may become reality in my life.
这些事情能够用在我的身上。
That these things may be used in my living.
很多人是真的相信，根基如果坏了，根基有问题，没有太大的问题了。
A lot of people believe that if the foundation is destroyed,It is all right.
很多人相信根基坏了，我仍然可以往前走。
A lot of people believe that if the foundation is destroyed, we can still move forward.
但是神的话怎么说，一定会怎么成就的。
But how the Lord says, it will come to pass.
我们的根基如果毁坏，我们就什么也做不了。
If the foundations are destroyed, then we cannot do anything.
无论我今天觉得我多明白。
No matter how much I think I understand.
无论我今天觉得我里面有多同意。
No matter how much I agree in myself.
如果我的根基坏了，我在神的面前什么也做不了。
If my foundations are destroyed, then I can do nothing before the Lord.
我们就根本没有办法来服侍我们的主。
Then we cannot come and serve our Lord.
因为这本身是违反属灵原则的事情。
Because this is against spiritual principle.
神所有的工作一定是有根基的。
All of God's work must be based on some foundation.
希伯来书第十一章第十节里有说到一句话。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10 says,
他说到因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
神所经营所建造的一定是有根基的。
What God has built must be based on a foundation.
如果我们最基本的学习是没有的话，
If we do not have the most basic learning,
最基本的事情我们让它随便的过去了。
If the most fundamental things we just let it carelessly pass by,
那我们所建造起来的一定不是神所建造的。
Then what we build is certainly not what God built.
一定不是神所要的。
It is not, certainly not what God wants.
我们的神是非常看重我们的根基的。
Our God very much pay attention to our foundation.
其实主的话有说到他自己就是根基。
In fact, the Lord's word says He Himself is that foundation.
主耶稣就是我们的根基。
The Lord Jesus is our foundation.
哥林多前书第三章第十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11.
他说因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
以赛亚书第28章第16节。
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16。
所以主耶和华如此说，看哪，我在西安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石，倚靠他的人必不着急。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily.
神的话告诉我们，这个根基是他所安放的。
The Lord says that this is a foundation that He has established.
这个根基是他所试验过的。
It is a tried foundation.
是稳固的。
It is a firm foundation.
是宝贵的房角石。
It is a precious cornerstone.
神要我们来信靠这个根基。
God wants us to trust in this foundation.
神要我们的一生建造在这个根基上。
That our entire lives will build upon this foundation.
在使徒行传第四章第十一到十二节里。
In Acts chapter 4 verse 11 and 12.
他有说到，他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头，除他以外别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
This is a stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
神的话说主耶稣是那块房角石。
God's word says that the Lord Jesus is that cornerstone.
在我们的认识与经历当中，
in our experience and our understanding,
我们到底能不能说除了主以外别无拯救？
Can we truly say that there is no other salvation apart from our Lord?
我们是否真的能说天下人间没有别的名我可以靠着得救？
Can we truly say that there is no other name given under heaven that by which we can be saved?
没有别的人我可以靠着得救。
That there's no other person I can rely upon and be saved.
我以前所靠的，钱靠不住，名靠不住，我自己也靠不住。
What I relied upon in the past, I cannot rely upon money, I cannot rely upon myself.
当这些所有的事情都垮台了。
When everything else collapses,
我自己里面也觉得没有盼望了。
And I feel that there's no hope.
但我遇见了这位真神。
But I met this true Lord.
我遇见了我们的主。
I met this true God.
靠着他我真的得救了。
By him I truly am saved.
我以为我完了。
I thought I was done for.
我以为我人生的结局就是这样了。
I thought the end of my days is like this.
但这位宇宙当中的真神他来遇见我。
But this true God of the universe has met me.
我们的主耶稣来找到我。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has found me.
让我里面真的知道他是真的。
So that I know for a fact that he is true.
让我里面不再是听说他是真的。
That in me I know that I didn't just hear that he is true.
他再不是一件抽象的事情。
He is no longer something abstract.
今天他在我的身上是真实的。
That today he is true for me.
这位真神对我来说今天是真的。
That this God is true for me.
我里面真的有一个感觉，我的主值得我把一生都信靠在他的身上。
And I can have this feeling that I can give my entire life into his hands.
我的主真的值得我把一生都交给他来跟随他。
I can give my lordmyself into the Lord's hand for all the days of my life because he's worth it.
如果我们没有遇见过我们的主，
if we have not met our Lord,
如果我们的神对我们来说不真实，
if our Lord is not real for us,
或者我们的神对我们不够真的话，
or perhaps our God is not real enough for us,
那我们的根基会建在哪里？
Then where would we build upon the foundation?
我们的根基一定会建在这个世界上。
Then our foundation would be this world.
我们的根基一定建在马门上。
Then our foundation will be mammon.
我们一定会建在钱的上面。
That our foundation will be on money.
我们建立在享受的上面。
That we would establish on enjoyment.
我们建立在所有都是这个世界所给我们的事情上面。
Upon things of this world that the world has given us.
因为这些事情对我们来说是更真实的。
Because these things seem to be more real for us.
我想一个正常人。
For someone normal.
一个聪明人。
For someone who's wise.
他活在世上。他就是要把他的根基建在这个世界上。
If he's living on this earth, then he will put his foundation on this world.
因为他不认识神。
Because he does not know God.
因为他不知道有永远。
He doesn't know of eternity.
神对他说不是真实的。
God is not true, real for him.
所以他一生的盼望就是要在这个世界上能够建立起他的根基。
So therefore, this, his entire hope is that he would establish a foundation on this world.
无论他建造的多也好，少也好。
Perhaps he built more or he built less.
他的根基就是建立在这个世界上。
His foundation is established in this world.
人若没有从里面真的遇见这位主，
If man has not met the Lord from within,
所有的教训，所有的好教训，
All the teaching, all the sound teaching,
也不能使我们的根基从这个世界上离开。
Cannot move our foundation away from this world.
我们的人可以在聚会里。
We can be in gatherings.
但我们的心一定是建在这个世界的根基上。
But our heart is certainly built upon the foundation of this world.
但是当一个人他真的遇见这位主。
However, when someone has truly met the Lord,
他里面真的发现这位神是真实的。
In him, he found out that this God is real.
他里面就真的好像醒过来了一样。
Then he is awakened from within.
他里面真实的有一个 conviction.
Then he will have a true conviction from within.
他发现这一切是事实。
That he will find that this is true.
是真的。
This is a fact.
从此他这个人的根基就改变了。
Therefore, then from that point onward, his foundation has.
并且他的根基是一定会改变的。
And his foundation indeed necessarily has to change.
没有一个遇见真神的人，他的根基不会改变。
There's no one who has met the true God whose foundation has not changed.
只是一点不勉强，一点不做难的事情。
This is not forced.
并且你自己也是知道你的根基变了。
And in fact, you yourself would know that your foundation has changed.
今天我们要在我的主里开始生根建造。
Today we will start to take root downward in our Lord.
以前我是在世界的上面花功夫来建造。
Because in the past I was building upon this world.
但是从今天开始，我要在主耶稣里面生根建造。
From today onward, I will build upon our Lord.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第九节里面，保罗有告诉我们一件事情。
1 Thessalonians 1:9, Paul tells us,
他说，因为当你们，当他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像，归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。
For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day that we might not... Sorry.For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
这里说的是根基的改变。
Here it speaks of a change in foundation.
我真的离弃偶像，归向神。
That I truly departed from idols and turned to God.
我要服侍那又真又活的神。
I will serve this living and true God.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是不是一个有根基的人？
Brothers and sisters, do we have foundation today?
今天我们的根基是否真的立定？
Do we truly have an established foundation?
在我们的身上，我们是否能够离弃那些抓住我们心的偶像呢？
Can we depart from the idols that hold our hearts captive?
在我们的身上，我们是否能全心归给我们的主？
Can we truly give ourselves wholeheartedly to our Lord?
在我们的身上，我们是不是真心的要来服侍他呢？
Do we have a true desire to serve him?
在我们的身上，神对我们是不是又真又活的呢？
For us, is our God a real and living God?
我们如果没有活在这样的情况里面，
If we're not living under this condition,
那我们的根基就没有改变过。
Then our foundation has not changed.
我们可能信主很多年了。
Perhaps we believe the Lord for many years.
但如果我们没有活在这样的情况里面，
But if we're not living under this condition,
我们的根基就没有改变过。
Then our foundation has not changed.
或许以前改变过。
Perhaps it's changed at one point.
那个时候我们不允许别的事情来抓住我。
We do not allow other things to capture us at that time.
我可以真的坦然地告诉主，主啊，我要把全心归给你。
I can boldly tell the Lord, Lord, I give you my whole heart.
我要全心地来服侍你，要来跟从你。
I will serve you wholeheartedly, I will follow you wholeheartedly.
并且神在我们身上是真的。
And in fact, God is real for us.
神在我们身上也是活的，也是新鲜的。
And God is living in us.
但是今天我们在神的面前是什么样的？
But today, what is our condition?
我们还能不能说基督磐石，我所稳踏，其他地位都是流沙呢？
Can we still say, on Christ the solid ground I stand, no every other ground is sinking sand?
还是我们说基督磐石，我所稳踏，基督磐石是对的？
Or do we say that Christ the solid rock is right?
但是今天我站在流沙里面。
But today I stand on sinking sand.
我想这次西安聚会，我们弟兄都交通到要持守。
This time in WCCC, our brothers spoke of holding fast.
但是我们的根基，我们是否还能持守得住呢？
But can we still hold fast to the foundation?
我们的根基是不是今天已经失落了呢？
Did we lose that foundation?
如果我们的根基已经毁坏了。那是很可怕的事。
If the foundations are already destroyed, this is something very severe.
在加拉太书第二章第十八节里说。
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 18 it says,
保罗说我素来所拆毁的若重新建造这就证明我是犯罪的。
Paul says, for if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor.
我们在暗中是不是也在重新建造一些我们已经拆毁的东西？
In secret, are we rebuilding something that we have already destroyed?
一些暗中的罪，
perhaps hidden sins,
对舒适生活的向往，
a desire for a life of ease,
对钱的追求，
a pursuit of money,
很多的规条，
a lot of regulations.
我们是不是又回到了这些的根基上，开始重新建造？
Are we still returning to those foundations and building upon them?
是不是不知不觉主耶稣就不再是我的根基了？
Unbeknownst to us, Christ is no longer our foundation.
一旦有一天我们的神对我们不真不活了，
As long as one day our God is no longer real and true and living for us,
我们没有在里面再一次遇见我们的主，
We didn't meet our Lord from within once more,
我们没有再经历我们信靠他经历他的真实，
We no longer experience that we can trust in him and his faithfulness.
我们是很容易回到我们以往的根基上再重新建造。
Then it is very easy for us to return to our old foundation and build upon that.
我想我们都需要很诚实地来到神的面前。
I think we need to be very honest before our Lord.
我们要来问一个问题，我今天是在什么根基上在建造？
We need to ask a question today, upon what foundation are we building?
我想当我们很多时候谈到根基的时候，
Oftentimes when we speak of foundation,
如果我们只是想到是对一些真理的明白，
If we think of this is just some understanding of truth,
这是不够的。
That is not enough.
今天我们听见弟兄说信心是我们的根基。
Today we hear brothers share that faith is our foundation.
我们要有公开的承认。
We have to have public confession.
我们要有往事的了结。
We need to conclude the past.
我们真的觉得很好。
We think that these are very good teachings.
我明白了。
I understand them.
我这是好的事情。
These are indeed good.
但是对我们绝对是不够的。
But these are not sufficient.
如果我们的人生，我们的根基从来没有改变过。
If for us, our foundation has never changed.
我们还是在我们原有的根基上在建造。
If we're still building upon the old foundation we used to have.
我们还是为着以前的那件事情在活。
We're still living for those things in the past.
如果我们没有遇见主。
If we have not met the Lord.
我们没有经历主。
We have not experienced the Lord.
主没有成为我的根基。
The Lord has not become my foundation.
我没有在主的里面再生根建造。
I am not taking root in my Lord.
我不是在世界的上面在建造。
I'm no longer building upon this world.
如果是这样，我们天天的去公开承认。
If that is so, and we daily publicly confess.
我们天天经历神奇的事情。
And we daily experience miraculous things.
那我们在主的面前仍然是一个没有根基的人。
Yet before the Lord, we are still someone without foundation.
所以我们千万不要以为明白了真理，我就有根基了。
Therefore, we must be sure that just understanding the truth doesn't mean that we have the foundation.
明白了真理，可以在基督教里有根基。
If we have comprehended the truth, then we will have foundation in Christendom.
但如果主没有成为我的根基，
But if the Lord has not become my foundation,
我在主的面前仍然是一个没有根基的人。
Then before the Lord, I'm still someone without a foundation.
因为这背后有一件很关键的事情。
Because there's something very important behind this.
就是我里面我遇见他了。
That is, that I have met him within.
在我的里面真的有一个知道。
That I have a true knowing within.
他是可信的。
That he is trustworthy.
他是可靠的。
That he is faithful.
我的里面生发出来一个催促，让我告诉人，我的主是真的。
And from within, there is an urgency that says, 再说一次。
我们里面会生发出来一个催促，让我们告诉别人，主是真的。
And from within, we'll have this urgency of telling others that our Lord is true.
在约翰福音第一章四十五节里面。
In John chapter 1 verse 45.
他说腓力找着拿但业对他说，摩西在律法上所写和众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
腓力是一个有根基的人。
Philip is someone with a foundation.
因为他遇见主耶稣了。
Because he met the Lord.
之后他就去找到别人。
Then he found others.
他就公开的承认告诉拿但业。
And he had this public confession and told Nathanael,
我遇见主了。
I met the Lord.
他在那里，这叫公开的承认。
This is what is a public confession.
然后46节，拿但业就对他说。
And in verse 46, he said, and Nathanael said to him,
拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的呢？腓力说，你来看。
Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Then Philip said to him, come and see.
只有一个遇见过主的人，才是一个有根基的人。
Only someone who has met the Lord, he is the one with foundation.
他才可以去公开的承认。
Then he can go and publicly confess.
他才可以去公开的为主做见证。
Then he can publicly give testimony for him.
他才有能力带别的人来认识主。
Then he has power to bring others to know the Lord.
如果我们没有遇见主。
If we have not met the Lord.
如果我们的根基没有改变过。
If our foundation has not changed.
我还是为世界活在世界上建造。
I'm still living for this world and I'm still building upon this world.
我今天去公开的承认那是非常无力的。
If I'm publicly confessing, I will be without power.
我们里面也知道那是很虚的。
And from within, we'll know that there's no substance.
在路加福音里面，我们都读过一个人叫做撒该。
In Luke, we have read the story of Zacchaeus.
是在路加福音第十九章里面。
It is in Luke chapter 19.
有一天，他爬到树上要去看主耶稣。
One day he went onto the or climbed onto the tree because he wanted to see the Lord.
圣经说主耶稣到了那里，主耶稣一抬头看就看见他。
The Bible says that the Lord went there and he lifted up his head and he saw him.
主看见他就告诉他说，今天我要在你家里住。
And then when he saw him, he says, I will stay with you today.
那一天撒该遇见主了。
That day Zacchaeus met the Lord.
多少年来他的根基都是在马门上的。
For many years, his foundation is on mammon.
多少年来，他的根基就是在这个世界上来建造的。
For many years, his foundation is building upon this world.
他是一个财主。
He is a tax collector.
他一直在那里爬，爬到了税吏长的地位。
He keeps climbing and he climbs to a prominent tax collector position.
但是那一天，他遇见主了，他的根基就改变了。
But that day, he met the Lord and his foundation changed.
他遇见了这位真神。
He met this true God.
他整个人生的方向真的被扭转了。
The direction of his entire life has truly turned around.
他开始要在主的里面要生根建造了。
He will start building upon the Lord.
我想我们读一下路加福音第十九章。
Let's read from Luke chapter 19.
路加福音第十九章第八到九节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 8 and 9.
路加福音第十九章八到九节。
Luke 19, 8 and 9.
撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁就还他四倍。耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house.
那一天撒该变成了一个有主的人。
That day, Zacchaeus became someone with the Lord.
主耶稣在他的生命里面成为他的根基。
The Lord Jesus is now his foundation in his life.
那一天马门出去了。
That day, Mammon has left.
他建立了一辈子的钱，那从前是他的根基。
In the past, he had foundation on all this money that he had collected.
从前钱真的是他的生命。
Before, the money is truly his life.
但是今天他都不要了。
But today he doesn't want any of it anymore.
今天他的根基真的换了。
Today his foundation truly changed.
并且周围所有的人都知道他的根基变了。
And in fact, everybody else around him knows that his foundation.
然后我们就发现他出去，他去往事的了结。
And we see that he immediately goes out and concluded the past.
他没有读过初心造就。
He didn't read the new believers.Spiritual exercise.
但是因着那一天他的根基变了。
But because that day his foundation changed.
他里面就知道他以前做的很多事情我今天要去了结。
He knows that many things he has done in the past, he now needs to conclude them.
他说我讹诈了谁我就要还他四倍。
If I have gotten money from someone with false accusation, I'll return fourfold.
我要把我的钱一半都分给穷人。
And I'll give half of my money to the poor.
我在想那天之后 如果撒该再和他以前税吏的朋友再聚在一起
I think if after that day he met with his old tax collector buddies
他里面一定有一个感觉
He surely will have this feeling
我和你们不一样了
I'm different from you now
当那些税吏在跟撒该谈到说
When the other tax collectors speak to Zacchaeus
他们在那里商量、哎、我们再去讹诈那个人吧
We will go and falsely accuse this person.
我们再去讹诈他，我们就多可以多赚一些钱。
If we go together, we can earn even more money.
我想这以前是撒该最愿意听到的。
Before, I believe Zacchaeus would love to hear this.
但是今天他不要听了。
But today he doesn't want this anymore.
他在那里可以公开的做见证。
There he can publicly confess.
他可以告诉他税吏的朋友说我遇见主了。
He can tell his tax collector friends, I have met the Lord.
我把所有的一半都分给穷人了。
I have already given half of my possessions to the poor.
之前我所讹诈的人我要还他们四倍。
And if anyone I got money from false accusation, I will give them fourfold.
以前你们都知道我是为钱活的。
You know that I live for money in the past.
你们都知道钱是我的根基。
You know that money is my foundation.
但是今天我的根基变了。
But today my foundation has changed.
我要为这位主而活了。
I'm going to live for this Lord.
你们要不要来信我所信靠的这位主呢
Do you want to also come and believe this Lord that in which I believe?
我想西安聚会孙弟兄跟我们交通。
I think in the WCCC, our brother Godwin Sun has shared with us. He shared with us otherness. If we have not met the Lord, if we do not have a first-hand experience of meeting the Lord, if our foundation has not changed, then we cannot be have that otherness.
即使我们一直聚会，我们和别人还是一样的。
No matter how long we gather, we are still like that.
世人在世界上建造。
The people of this world build upon this world.
我也仍然在世界上建造。
I continue to build upon this world.
世人爱什么，我也爱什么。
The people of this world loves whatever, I love the same thing.
我只是来聚会而已。
The difference is I come to meetings.
所以我要偷偷的在世界上建造。
So I will secretly build on this world.
我要偷偷的爱那些东西。
I'll secretly love those things.
撒该遇见主。
Zacchaeus met the Lord.
他是不可能天天在和那些税吏在一起的。
It is impossible for him to spend his day still with those tax collectors.
一个人的根基会为他选择他周围的人的。
Someone's foundation will determine the friends that he will keep.
我想那之后撒该一定会选择和主的门徒在一起。
I firmly believe that after that day, Zacchaeus will choose to be with God's disciples.
他一定会找到那些倾心追求主的人，然后和他们聚在一起。
He will find those people who are pursuing the Lord with a pure heart and gather with them.
如果我们的周围都还是我们以前的朋友，
if everybody around us are still our old friends,
并且我们很喜欢和他们在一起，
and we delight in spending time with them,
这就说明一件事情。
Then that says one thing.
我们的根基没有改变。
That our foundation has not changed.
我们的根基没有建立在我们主的上面。
And our foundation is not established on our Lord.
我们是得救了。
We indeed have been saved.
但是我们在主的里面是一个没有根基的人。
But we are someone in the Lord with no foundation.
主没有真实成为我的根基。
The Lord has not become truly my foundation.
或者说
Or in other words,
我们有另外的一个根基。
We have another foundation.
我们在那个根基上也在生根建造。
We are building upon another foundation.
那一个根基也是我的依靠。
And that foundation is also my reliance.
那一个根基也是我心中所爱的。
That other foundation is also something I love.
那一个根基也带给我里面的满足。
And that other foundation also brings about satisfaction from
我和世界人所爱的是一样的。
I love the same things as the people of this world.
所以我喜欢和他们待在一起。
So I like to spend time with them.
我真的不能没有主，我需要主。
Truly, I cannot be without the Lord. I need him.
这是真的。
That is true.
但同时
But at the same time,
我也不能没有那个东西。
I cannot be without the other thing as well.
我也需要那一件事情。
I need that thing as well.
这也是真的。
That is true too.
我的确不能没有主。
Indeed, I cannot be without my Lord.
但另一面，我也不能只有主。
But on the other hand, I also cannot be only having my Lord.
如果只有主，那我不能接受的。
If I only have my Lord, I cannot accept that.
所以在马太福音里面，主就讲过一段话。
So in Matthew, our Lord has said something.
是在马太福音第六章。
In Matthew chapter 6.
第六章22节到23节。
Verse 22 and 23.
他说眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。 你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大。
The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
这里22节说到你的眼睛若嘹亮。
In verse 22, it speaks of if your eye is good.
其实原文里面是说到你的眼睛要单一。
In the original text, it speaks of your eye needs to be single.
有人对这个希腊字做了一个解释。
Someone explained this Greek word.
他说什么是单一？
What is being single?
就是你只有一个聚焦的点。
That is, you only have one focus.
你的聚焦的点不是分开的。
You do not have different focus.
你不是有不同的好像焦点。
You don't have multiple focuses.
你只有一个焦点。
You only have one focus.
我想我们如果照过相的话，我们就知道。
If you are into photography, you would know this.
你要照得清楚，你必须有一个焦点。
If you want to capture something well, you need to have one focus.
如果你有很多的焦点，不能聚焦，你就模糊了。
If you have multiple focuses, then it will be blurry.
你就没有办法看清楚。
And you cannot see it clearly.
如果我们的相机失焦了，
If our camera is not in focus,
就不能照清楚。
Then you cannot capture the photo well.
我们里面的眼睛也是一样的。
It is like so for our inner eye.
你只有当你只有一个焦点的时候。
Only when we have but one focus.
只有当你在看一样事物的时候。
Only when we look at only one thing.
你才能看得清楚。
Then you can see it well.
如果今天你有两个事情，它都成为你的焦点。
If now today there are two things and they're both your focus.
你里面一定模糊的。
Then you will be blurry.
你一定会发现你里面会 confused 的。
Then you'll find that you're confused with it.
你就是怎么看你里面都看不见的。
No matter how you look at it, you cannot see.
你里面怎么看它都是模糊的。
No matter how you look at it, it's blurry.
这个与我们有多少的祷告聚会读圣经都没有关系的。
It is unrelated to how much you gather, how much you pray, how much you read the Bible.
那个根本上的问题是因为我们的眼睛不单一。
There's a fundamental issue that is because our eyes are not single.
有人就解释这个他就举了个例子。
Someone explained and gave an example for this Greek word for for being single.
他说到底单一是什么意思？
What does it mean to be single?
他就说单一是没有隐藏的，没有秘密的，两个想要的东西，两个计划。
That there is no secret double agenda.
也就是说我们在主的面前是诚实的。
That is, we are honest before our Lord.
我们在主的面前是坦然的。
That we are open bare before the Lord.
我可以说我只有一件事情是我想要的。
I can say that there's only one thing I want.
我就是要来认识主。
That is to know you.
我没有要为着达成我自己的目的要来认识主。
It is not that I'm trying to accomplish some of my own agenda so I know, try to know you.
这个叫做单一。
That would mean, this is what it means to be single.
我们的心中没有那个秘密的计划在那里。
That we do not have that hidden secret agenda in our hearts.
我没有因着要认识主为了达成我另外的一个目的。
I'm not trying to know my Lord for the purpose of accomplishing some other secret agenda.
我为了要让我隐藏的心中的心愿来实现。
I'm trying to get that secret agenda to come to fruition.
如果是这样的话，
If that is so,
我们刚读过23节就说，
Then verse 23 it says,
他说那你的眼睛就是昏花的，
Then your eye is bad,
你的全身就黑暗，
And your whole being, body will be full of darkness.
你里头若黑暗了，那你的黑暗是何等的大了。
And if that light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
这个黑暗原文里说到是 evil,
Here it speaks of evil,
就是是恶的。
This is evil.
是神所看为是恶的事情。
It is something that God has seen that is determined as evil.
也就是说，看两件事情是抵挡神的。
That is to say, if you're looking at two things, that is against God.
眼睛不单一，我们所要的事情不是单一的话。
If the eye is evil, if the eye is not singular.
我们有暗中的筹算，有暗中所想要的。
If we have a secret agenda, something that we want to accomplish.
那我们里面一定会全身黑暗的。
Then we will be filled with darkness.
并且我们里面的眼睛也会黑暗的。
And in fact, the eyes of our inner eyes will also be darkness.
神的话说这样的黑暗，它不是一般的黑暗。
And the Lord's word says that this is not just a common darkness.
主说这是何等大的黑暗。
He says that it is a great is that darkness.
我想今天如果一个人他在那里骂人。
I find if someone is yelling at someone.
他在那里说一些脏话。
If they're swearing,
我们会说这个人真黑暗。
We'll say that person is in darkness.
如果今天有人做事情做得不好。
If someone is not doing something well,
他今天没有照顾到我的感受,
he doesn't care about my feelings.
我们会说这个人里面没有光,
and we'll say that that person is without light within.
这个人里面有黑暗,
this person is in darkness.
但是如果一个人他今天对主不单一,
but if someone is not singular to the Lord,
他里面有别的想要的,
and there's something that he wants within,
他在别的根基上在生根建造,
and he is building on some other foundation,
他有很多世界上的朋友,
and he has a lot of friends of this world,
他没有要把他的一生归给这位主,
he hasn't given his entire life to the Lord,
但是他是一个好人,
but he's a good person,
他很 nice,
he's very nice,
他的性格好,
he has good character,
他的脾气也好,
he has good temper,
他也爱帮助人,
he likes to help others.
我们会怎么说?
What are we going to say?
我们常常会说这是好弟兄,这是好姊妹。
We often will say, this is a good brother, this is a good sister.
我想这是我们的标准。
This is our standards.
我最近有人告诉我一件事。
Lately someone told me this.
他说他听了我们夏令会的信息。
He heard our summer retreat message.
他说这个太难了。
He said, this is too difficult.
要我把所有的都放下。
You want me to lay down everything.
他说我承认我不够爱主。
I confess that I do not love the Lord enough.
他说我觉得我就适合那些聚会只讲彼此相爱彼此关心的。
I'm suitable to be in a fellowship that just talks about loving one another and caring for one another.
不要总讲把主摆在第一位。
Do not talk about placing our Lord first.
不要总讲把世界的追求放下。
Do not talk aboutLaying down the pursuit of this world.
那个太难了，我做不到。
That is too difficult, I cannot attain it.
我想我绝对不是说我们今天不要彼此关心。
I'm not saying that we shouldn't care for one another.
我们可以说随便的讲话。
And that we could just say whatever we want.
我绝对不是那个意思。
That is not what I mean.
我们绝对需要在这方面被主来调整，被主来管教。
Certainly, we need to be adjusted by the Lord on this matter. We need to be disciplined by Him on this matter.
但是如果我们的眼睛不单一，我们里面有两个想要的东西。
But if our eyes are not singular and we have two things that we want,
或者我们暗中有很多的谋算。
Or perhaps we have hidden agenda that we want to accomplish.
我是带着一些秘密的动机来到神的面前。
That I come before the Lord with some secret agenda.
我一面追求主。
On the one hand, I'm pursuing the Lord.
我一面又在别的根基上在那里建造。
On the other hand, I'm continuing to build on the other foundation.
我在别的事情上有根有基。
On other things, I have a lot of foundation.
我里面真的感觉我们今天要尊重神的话。
I feel that we need to, today, we need to, respect God's word.
而不是尊重我们自己的标准，过于尊重神的话。
Not to look at our own standards more than God's word.
神的话说，你的眼中如果有两个东西。
God's word says, if you have two things in your eye,
你的全身就黑暗,
then your whole body is in darkness.
你的里头的光就暗了,
and your light will be in darkness.
那个黑暗是何等的大,
and how great is that darkness?
神的话说, 这样的人是活在一个极大的黑暗里面。
God's word says, these kind of people are living in great darkness.
我们可能不觉得我们有多黑暗。
Perhaps we don't think how dark we are.
我们可能不觉得我们里面真的黑暗。
Perhaps we don't truly feel that we are dark within.
我们会觉得我没有奉献给主，我没有单一的归给主，神还在带领我。
We might say we haven't consecrated ourselves to the Lord. I'm not single-heartedly following the Lord, but God is leading me right now.
我也有一些经历啊。
And I have some experiences.
没有那么差。
It's not that so bad.
可以慢慢来的。
I can take some time.
我想我们的主是有怜悯。
I believe our Lord does have mercy.
我们的主给我们有机会。
He gives us opportunities.
但我相信神的话怎么说，一定是真的。
But on the other hand, we believe that whatever the word of the Lord says, it must be true.
什么时候我们的眼中看两样东西？
Anytime we look at two things.
我暗中有我所想要的。
And secretly there's something I want.
我在别的根基上在建造。
I build on some other foundation.
我一定落在黑暗里面。
And I will be in darkness.
我一定落在那个极大的黑暗里面。
I will be in that great darkness.
这是一定的。
This is a certainty.
我们经常会说到今天我们的感觉不重要，我相信主了，我就一定是主的儿女。
Oftentimes we have fellowship that says we don't look at our feelings. Now if we believe the Lord, we know that we are His children.
今天我感觉好也罢，坏也罢，我都是神的儿女。
No matter if I feel good, I don't feel good, I'm still His child.
这是对的。
That is correct.
但我也想说，如果我们今天看两样东西。
But on the other hand, I want to say if we're looking at two things,
如果我们在主以外有别的根基,
if we have a foundation besides our Lord,
无论我自己觉得我有多么有亮光,
no matter how I feel I have so much light,
我不论我自己觉得我多么有得着,
No matter how much I feel I have gained something, I'm still in this great darkness. How the salvation is not built on our feelings. This great darkness, like so, is not built on our feelings. This is just based on truth, based on fact of what God has said. It has nothing to do with our own standards. It has nothing to do with how we feel today.
我想我们再读一下路加福音,
Let's turn to Luke, and there's a similar passage.
是在路加福音第11章,
in Luke chapter 11.
路加福音第11章33到36节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 33 to 36.
路加福音11章33到36节。
Luke 11, 33 to 36.
他说：“没有人点灯放在地印子里，或是斗底下，总是放在灯台上，使进来的人得见亮光。你的眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。所以你要省察，恐怕你里头的光或是黑暗了。” 若是你全身光明,毫无黑暗,那必全然光明,如同灯的明光照亮你。
No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. Here Luke speaks of the same thing, but there's some slight differences.
33节他说, 当人把灯点上,放在灯台上,
Verse 33 says, when you lit a lamp and you put it under a lampstand, then others may see the light.
36节他说, 若是你全身光明,毫无黑暗,就必全然光明,如同灯的明光照亮。
And verse 36 says, if your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, then your whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light.
这其实是与见证有关。
This is something to do with testimony.
是讲到见证。
This speaks of testimony.
当我们里面不是黑暗的,
when we are not in darkness,
我们就能在灯台上发光。
Then we can shine in that lampstand.
人就真的能够得见亮光。
Then others may truly see that light.
人就能真的认识到神。
And others may truly know God.
这里就真的有见证。
Then there is truly a testimony.
我想我们都读过腓立比书第2章15节里他说,
I believe we've read Philippians chapter 2 verse 15.
他就说使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，如同你们在这世代中好像明光照耀。
That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world.
这个是见证,
this is testimony.
这是我们的弟兄所讲到的不一样。
This is what our brother shared on otherness.
如果我们里面真的不黑暗,全身光明,
if we are truly not in darkness and we're filled with light,
我们才能去做见证,
then we can be a testimony.
我们才能成为主的见证人,
then we can be a witness.
我们才能 让别人得见真的光,
then we can let others see that true light.
所以这里告诉我们, 我们如果想要真的成为见证人,
here therefore it tells us if we truly want to be that witness,
我们真的想要为主发光,
we truly want to bear shine light for the Lord.
那我们今天要如何?
Then what should we do today?
神的话给我们有路的,
there's a way that the Lord's word has given us.
我们很多时候想到去做见证,
oftentimes when we think of giving a testimony,
都是停留在道德层面,
we are often staying in the level of morals.
都是要我今天要做个好人,
we want to be a good person, we like to help others.
我很多的事情我都能接纳,
we can accept and be inclusive of a lot of things.
我不要讲太重的话,
we won't say too harsh words.
我们聚在一起, 我们的气氛要融洽,
when we gather together, we'll have a good harmonious atmosphere.
我们感觉那个就是见证,
we feel that that is testimony.
我们感觉因为那个让人感觉到有爱心,
because through that we think others can sense love.
但是神的话根本不是这么说的,
but God's words are not about this.
神的话是说你的眼睛就是身上的灯,
God's word says your eye is the lamp.
你的眼睛若单一,
if your eye is single,
若只看一样东西, 只看主,
If you only look at one thing, if you only look at the Lord,
你没有暗中所要的,
and you don't have a secret agenda,
你没有秘密为自己在那里梦暗中所谋算的,
and you don't have a secret calculation of something you want to accomplish,
你要主所要的,
you want what the Lord wants,
你这样的话你全身就能光明,
then your light, your body will be filled with
light, 那样你身上就真的有亮光,
then your whole body will be a light,
你就身上就没有黑暗,
then you will have no darkness,
就如同光能够在灯台上发光一样,
then you can shine as lamp on the lampstand,
我们就真的能让别人也遇见光,
and others can also see that light,
我们就能够为主真实的做见证,
so we can bear testimony for our Lord,
这是不一样。
This is different.
这是真见证。
This is true testimony.
当我们真的遇见主了。
When we truly met the Lord.
当主真的成为我们的根基了。
When the Lord has truly become our foundation.
当我们开始在主的里面生根建造了。
When we start to take root downward on our Lord.
我一生的根基转变了。
And my foundation has changed my life.
我的眼中，我的心中，我单单的要来要主。
And in my eye, in my life, I only want one thing, that is the Lord himself.
我不让别的东西夺去我的眼目。
I do not let other things capture my eye.
我不在别的根基上再来建造。
I no longer build on other foundation.
我从里面真的看重神要什么。
I truly care about what God cares about.
我真的 desire 神心中所喜悦什么。
I truly desire what God desires in his heart.
只有一个人的眼目是这样单一的，他才能够全身光明。
Only if someone's eye is this single, then that person can be filled with light.
这样我们才可能有真的见证。
Then we can have true testimony.
这样当我们遇见朋友的时候，
That way when we meet gospel friends,
他们才会因为我们真的能够认识神。
Then they will by us truly know God.
他里面朋友会看到这里真的有神的。
Then these friends will see there is truly God here.
朋友会看到我们是一个有主人的人。
That they will see that we have a master.
他们里面才会真的被照亮的。
That they will be illuminated as well.
他们对信耶稣的观念才会有一个改变的。
So that their understanding of believing the Lord will be changed.
他们的起步才可能起得好。
So that their starting point will be right.
其实我们信主的观念直接影响朋友能不能信主。
In fact, how we have believed the Lord directly affects how our gospel friends can believe the Lord.
如果我们自己对主不认真。
If we're not serious with our Lord.
如果我们的生命当中没有经历过主的真实。
If we have not experienced God's realness in our life.
我们自己没有真的遇见过主。
If we have not met the Lord ourselves.
我们都还在别的根基上在建造。
And we're still building on other foundations.
我们信主都还是带着很多的目的。
That we are still having our own hidden agenda.
那我们传出去的福音一定有问题的。
Then the gospel message we preach will surely be with an issue.
如果即使朋友通过我们接受主了，
Even if gospel friends have believed the Lord through us,
他也会像我们一样眼中看两个东西的。
They will be like us, looking at two things with their eye.
他不会像神单一的。
They will not be single-hearted to the Lord.
他也会在别的根基上建造的。
They will also build on other foundation.
所以这样我们很多话我们就不会讲了。
Therefore, many things we will no longer say.
我们很多话我们也不敢讲。
In fact, we dare not say those.
因为我们自己就是在别的根基上来建造。
Because we ourselves are building on other foundations.
我自己眼中有在看两个东西。
I myself, I'm looking at two things.
所以我为了 justify 我自己的生活。
Therefore, to justify my own lifestyle.
很多神的原则我们就不再讲。
A lot of God's principles I will no longer speak of.
所以福音就只剩下恩典。
Then gospel is only of grace.
是白白廉价的恩典。
It is free and cheap grace.
就没有责任了。
No responsibility.
我想很多时候我们很难听进去我们要有责任。
I think a lot of times it's difficult for us to hear that we need to have responsibility.
当弟兄们讲到我们有责任，我们里面有一个抗拒的感觉。
When brothers share that we have a responsibility, we reject it.
我们好像听不进去。
We cannot hear it.
我们会说都是神做的，我们什么都做不了。
We say that everything is done by God. We cannot do anything.
我想这个话是对的。
I think that phrase is correct.
但只有当我们眼中只看一样事物的时候。
But only when we only have a single eye looking at one thing.
只有主是我们唯一的根基的时候。
Only when our Lord is our only foundation.
只有我们没有在别的根基上在建造的时候。
Only when we're not also building on another foundation.
如果这是我们的情况。
If that is our condition.
我们这样讲出来那句话，那个味道是对的。
Then when we say that phrase, then it sounds right.
当主真的成为一个人的根基。
when the Lord is truly someone's foundation, then that person will indeed build on the Lord. And in fact, he will strive to build. He won't stop there and not build. He will be active. There will be an impulse pushing him from within to keep walking. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 to see what Paul is saying.
在哥林多前书第三章10到12节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10 to 12.
第10节, 我照神所给我的恩, 好像一个聪明的工头, 立好了根基, 有别人在上面建造, 只是个人要谨慎, 怎样在上面建造, 因为那已经立好的根基, 就是耶稣基督, 此外, 没有人能立别的根基。
According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another builds on it, but let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw.
保罗在这里说, 耶稣基督就是根基。
Here Paul is saying Jesus Christ is the foundation.
此外没有别的根基。
There's no other foundation.
根基已经立好了。
The foundation is already laid.
就要在上面开始建造。
And we have to build upon it.
只要我们的根基立定了。
As long as our foundation is laid,
一定会在这个根基上面建造的,
and we must build on it.
先不说我们建造的好还是不好,
let's put aside whether we're building well or not.
但是有一件事是确定的,
but there is a fact that we know,
就是我们要在这个根基上来建造,
that we must build on this foundation.
很多人说都是神做的, 我们不能做,
a lot of people say that it's God's work, we cannot do anything.
但是这里保罗告诉我们, 你要建造,
but here Paul says you have to build.
有人以为神建造了我就不用建造,
someone thinks that if God is building then you don't have to build,
我就没有责任了,
then I have no responsibility.
但是保罗在这里说, 你要用金银宝石来建造,
but Paul he says you have to build with gold, silver and precious stones.
你要主动来建造,
you have to actively build.
你不可能是被动的,
you cannot be passive.
一个人没有根基, 那他就不用建造。
If someone is without foundation, then he doesn't have to
build.
Then he is passive. But if the Lord is our foundation, then we must actively build. God has never said we don't need to build.
只有一个建造的人, 他才知道什么叫做都是主做的,我不能做什么。
Only someone who's building would know what it means for God to be building and I cannot do anything. Only for someone who has strived before the Lord to build. He truly desires to serve the Lord. Perhaps in his mind he knows that if I do it, it will be useless. Only God can do it. But we do not have a true knowing of ourselves from within.
虽然也祷告也寻求, 但我们里面对自己还是有自信的。
Even though we pray and we pursue the Lord, but we still have some self-confidence from within.
只有我们自己建造, 经历失败, 神来管教我们。
Only after we truly try to build, and then we experience failure, and God disciplined us.
我才能够从里面认识到, 我真的做不了。
Then we can know from within that I cannot build it.
主是要我们从里面知道我做不了。
God wants us to know from within that we cannot build.
神的目的不是让我们不做事情。
God's purpose is not for us to do nothing.
只是外面不做事情是没有用的。
If we're just not doing anything outwardly, that is of no consequence.
外面不做事情不会带下神的工作的。
To not do anything outwardly will not bring about God's work.
就是有时候我们外面不做事情。
In fact, sometimes when we're not doing anything outwardly, within us, we might even criticize those people who are doing outward things. We'll think that you're not doing it well. You're not doing it adequately. I didn't do anything.
我如果做了,
if I did do it, then I'll do it better than you. I think to not do anything is not humility. And to not do anything does not equate to waiting for the Holy Spirit to do something. To rely on ourselves to do something, it is a flesh. If we are relying on ourselves to do things, then That cannot please God.
靠自己不做事情也是肉体。
But to rely on ourselves to not do anything, that is also the flesh.
靠自己不做事情也不能讨神的喜悦。
To rely on ourselves to not do anything, that also cannot please the Lord.
但是我们很多时候真的以为我靠自己不做事情就属灵了。
But a lot of times we feel that if we can rely on ourselves to not do something, then we are spiritual.
保罗在罗马书第九章第十六节他说。
Paul in Romans chapter 9 verse 16 says,
这是我们经常讲的一句话。
We often speak of this phrase.
他说，据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy.
我想这是神的话，绝对没错的。
This is God's word, so it is true.
但我们很容易把这句话就读错了。
But it is very easy for us to misunderstand this word.
我们经常里面是怎么读这句话呢？
How do we often misread this phrase? The first half, there's no issue there.
据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，不在乎那奔跑的，这两句话没问题的。
So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs. We have no issues there.
但是我们好像又加上两句话。
But it seems like then we add two more phrases in.
但在乎那不定义的，在乎那不奔跑的。
So, but it is of him who do not will and of him who do not run.
好像今天我不定义不奔跑了就好了。
It is as if I do not will and I do not run, then all's well.
好像我不定义不奔跑，属灵的问题就得到解决了。
That it is as if I don't will and I do not run, then spiritual matters will be solved.
其实保罗那句话它是有重点的。
In fact, Paul has an emphasis in this word.
他的重点是说在乎发怜悯的神。
His emphasis is on whom who shows mercy.
是他真的遇见主了。
It is he truly met the Lord.
主在他的里面真的被高举了。
That the Lord is truly lifted up in him.
主更因此成为他生命当中的根基了。
And the Lord has become his foundation in his life.
他的眼睛因此更加要注意在主的身上了。
So therefore his eyes will be more focused on the Lord.
保罗里面绝对没有一个感觉说不做比做好的。
Paul does not have the sense that to not do something is better than to do something.
保罗也绝对没有一个感觉说不定义不奔跑是更好的。
Paul does not have the sense that to not will and to not run is better.
不定义不奔跑绝对不是保罗的路。
To not will and to not run is not the way of Paul.
保罗是一个很主动的人。
Paul is very active.
他一定靠自己做过的。
He surely had relied upon himself to do something.
他一定靠自己努力过的。
He must have strived before by himself.
所以他才会讲这句话。
That's why he can say this word.
他经历到他怎么定义、怎么奔跑都达不到神的目的。
He has experienced that how, no matter how he wills, no matter how he runs, he cannot reach God's purpose.
是有一天神的怜悯临到他，神做了。
But one day God's mercy came upon him and God did it.
因此他就说在乎发怜悯的神。
Therefore he says it is of him who shows mercy.
他里面的根基更加坚定在主的身上。
And his foundation within is more sure to be on Christ.
如果不定义不奔跑是我们的路。
If to not will and to not run is our way.
我们的根基是不会建立在主的身上。
Then our foundation will not be on our Lord.
不定义不奔跑成为我们的路。我们的根基一定建立在自己身上。
No, to not will and to not run becomes our way, then our foundation will be on ourselves.
保罗的心是很单纯的。
Paul's heart is very pure.
他没有天天在那里纠结，我是要做呢，还是不做啊？
He didn't there keep vacillating whether I should do it or not.
我是在靠自己呢，还是在靠主呢？
Am I relying on myself or relying on the Lord?
他的重心根本不在自己身上。
That is not his focus on himself.
因为他曾经定义说，他说无论在身内或在身外，我立了志向要得神的喜悦。
Because he has already made the vow that whether in person or in absence, that I will be pleasing to the Lord.
他的眼睛是单一的。
His eye is single.
他里面知道除了我的主以外我没有别的根基。
He knows that besides the Lord, he has no foundation.
他里面所要的是主啊，你要什么？
What he wants is, Lord, what do you want?
我要在这个根基上来建造。
I will build on that foundation.
只有我们的眼睛是单一的才可以。
Only if our eye is single, then that is alright.
这样神才会亲自的来教我们。
Then God will teach us himself.
神才会一次一次的让我们经历到在乎他不在乎我。
Then God will let us experience time and time again, it is not of us, but it is of him.
我们才真的能说不在乎定义的，不在乎奔跑的，只在乎那位发怜悯的神。
Then we can truly say it is not of him who wills, not of him who runs, but of him who shows mercy.
是因为我们遇见他了。
It's because we met him.
一个人如果一直看自己。
If someone is keeps looking at himself,
总是在自己里面要找平衡,
and to find a balance from within.
我做还是不做？
Whether I should do it or not,
他的眼睛是看两件事情的人。
His eyes are looking at two things.
你会发现我们很难遇见主。
Then it is very difficult to meet the Lord.
因为很多事情在我里面成为捆绑，成为捆绑，成为重担。
Because a lot of things will become bondage.
我们的眼光就分散掉了。
And then we will lose focus.
我们里面的那个力量好像也分散掉了。
Then the strength from within will also lose focus.
有人说在聚会里管得好严呢，好多律法。
Some people say in a gathering there's a lot of regulations.
好多规矩啊。
A lot of rules.
我好难受啊。
It's very uncomfortable.
所以他要脱离律法。
So he will be freed from the law.
我不要受这些事情的捆绑。
To not be bound by the law.
因为律法规矩都不属灵。
Because the law and these regulations are not spiritual.
但是神的话说其实律法是属灵的。
But God's word says, in fact, the law is spiritual.
所以他就选择我。不遵守律法，我不要这些。
So he chooses not follow the law.
其实不遵守律法，不会让我们脱离律法的。
In fact, to not follow the law will not have us be freed from the law.
一个人不遵守律法，只会让他成为一个悖逆的人。
For someone to not follow the law, it will only make that person rebellious.
不遵守律法，不会让我们属灵。
To not follow the law will not cause us to be spiritual.
圣经从来没有教导我们，如果你要脱离律法，你就要起来推翻它。
The Bible does not ever teach us that if you want to be free from the law, then you have to repeal the law.
保罗在加拉太书第五章十八节里有跟我们讲过一句话。
Paul in Galatians chapter 5 verse 18 shares this.
他说，你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
He says, if you are led by the Spirit, then you are not under the law.
当我们里面的眼睛真的是单一的。
When our eye is single,
我就是要来讨主的喜悦。
Then we want to be pleasing to the Lord.
我就是要一心在主的根基上来建造。
We want to build on the foundation of the Lord.
我就是要把我自己完全的奉献给我的主。
I want to give myself to the Lord.
我把我自己交给圣灵，让他来带领我，引导我，管教我。
I want to consecrate myself and give myself to the Holy Spirit that He will guide me and teach me.
你就会发现你里面很愿意追求神要什么。
Then you'll find that you really want to follow what God wants.
你就会愿意在环境里面受一点限制。
Then you will be willing to be constrained in circumstances.
很多事情慢慢真的就不是律法。
A lot of things will just not no longer become the law.
在你里面反而生发出来一个渴望。
In fact, there will be a longing from within.
你会跟主说：“主啊，我也想成为那样。”
You will tell the Lord, Lord, I also want to be like that.
我也想那样的来服侍你。
I want to serve you that way.
很多时候，为什么很多事情成为律法呢？
How come oftentimes things become laws?
那是因为我们里面要的不是主。
It is because what we want is not the Lord.
我里面很多事情我就不能服。
I cannot submit.
我的眼睛不是单单的在看主要什么。
My eye is not single looking to what God wants.
我也有暗中所要的。
I have something I want.
我也有另一个根基我在建造。
And there's another foundation on which I'm building.
我在世界上在建造。
I'm building on this world.
我在很多的事情上在建造。
I'm building on a lot of matters.
所以我里面很多事情对我来说很勉强。
Therefore, a lot of things seem very forced.
我不想做。
I don't want to do it.
但在教会里面我又不能不做。
But in the church, I cannot but do it.
其实那个是我们里面出了问题。
In fact, that is an issue from within.
大卫在诗篇139篇23章24节有跟我们讲过一句话。
David spoke to us in Psalm 139 verse 23 and 24.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的路。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
我们真的要在主面前求主鉴察我们。
We truly need to ask the Lord in His presence to examine us.
很多时候，神在我们生活当中安排一些事情打断我们。
A lot of times, God arranged certain circumstances in our lives to stop us.
那生活中、家庭上、工作上、身体上。
Perhaps it is in work, in family, and health.
我想这是神的怜悯，要显明我们心中的一些问题。
This is God's mercy to reveal certain issues within us.
这次西安聚会回来之后
，This time after WCCC，
有一些弟兄姊妹就得了 COVID。
Some brothers and sisters got COVID.
我周三的时候没有事情。
I was alright on Wednesday.
然后但是周四的时候，我也得了 COVID.
On Thursday I got COVID.
我当时里面就。我很不想生病。
I didn't want to get sick.
所以我里面，因为我生病很多，我计划都被打乱了。
Because a lot of my plans are stopped by illness.
我记得我当时躺在床上，我就跟主说：“主啊，为什么我又得了？”
I remember when I was lying in bed, I asked the Lord, "How come I got it again?"
主啊，我已经没有假期了，我又要请假。
I already don't have any vacation days left, and I need to ask for sick days.
我有好多事情要做，我都做不了了。
There's a lot of things I wanted to do, but I cannot do them anymore.
我就很抱怨。
I was murmuring.
我躺在床上，我什么也不想干。
I was lying in bed, I didn't want to do anything.
一面很难受。
On one hand, it's very uncomfortable.
另外一面，我又拿着我的手机，一直在看，一直在看。
And on the other hand, I keep reading things on my phone.
然后我当时，我突然想到孙弟兄在现聚会所讲过的一句话。
Then suddenly I remembered something that Brother Godwin Sun shared during West Coast Christian Conference.
突然让我想到。
I was reminded of it suddenly.
他就说，弟兄姊妹，我们天国见。
He said, brothers and sisters, we'll see you in the kingdom.
我里面突然一下就很紧张。
And suddenly I was very nervous.
我躺在那里，我就跟主说，我说主啊，我这个样子能进得去吗？
I was lying there talking to the Lord, says, look at me right now, can I enter in?
然后我就去读了一下马太福音。
So then I went to read in Matthew.
然后有读到马太福音里面十五章第八到九节，他有讲到一句话。
Then I read in Matthew chapter 15 verse 8 and 9 says,
他说这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
These people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.
我里面当时突然感觉我的心被主看见了。
I thought for a moment, wow, my heart was examined by the Lord.
我突然感觉我里面隐藏的一些秘密今天被主知道了。
That some of the hidden secrets in my heart,Now the Lord knows.
我当时就很惭愧，很难过。
I was ashamed and I was very saddened.
我们的主看人不像人看人。
Our Lord does not look at man the way the man looks.
人是看外貌，但我们的主是看内心的。
Man looks at outward appearance, but our Lord looks at within.
感谢主，我们的主看见我们的内心。
Thank the Lord that He has seen our heart.
让我们今天还有机会悔改。
That we still have an opportunity to repent.
让我们还有机会把自己再一次的交给他。
That we can once again give ourselves to Him.
我们再一次单单的只在我们主的根基上来建造。
That once again we'll only build on the foundation that is our Lord.
让我们的眼睛能够重新的单一。
That our eyes might be once again single.
不看两样东西。
To not look at two things.
否则我们在主的面前就成为用嘴唇尊敬他。心却远离他的人。
Otherwise, we will be people who are honoring him with our lips, but our hearts are far from him.
我们所做的事情就成为枉然。
Then the thing that we do will be in vain.
我们今天的眼睛到底在看什么呢？
Today, what are our eyes looking at?
我们心的深处到底在寻找什么呢？
What are we searching for in our heart?
是什么东西在那里抓住我们，让我们不能对主专一呢？
What are things that are captivating our attention so that we cannot be single to our Lord?
到底是什么东西把我们的注意力都夺去了？
What is that thing that has taken away our focus?
是不是我们暗中又有别的根基在那里建造了？
Is there a secret foundation that we are building upon?
马太福音第六章二十四节，主耶稣跟我们说。
In Matthew chapter 6, 24, the Lord tells us,
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，就是重那个。你不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters, for either you'll hate this one or love the other one.
我们如果不注意，我们的根基是很容易摇动的。
If we're not paying attention, there are foundations easy to be shaken.
如果我们里面有另外一个东西在那里抓住我。
If there's another thing that grabs hold of,
让我也在他的上面再建造。
And I'm also building upon that.
我们就是一个侍奉两个主的人。
Then we're serving two masters.
一旦我们在主以外有所爱的，有所侍奉的。
The moment when we have another thing besides our Lord that we serve or that we love,
我们在那个上面也在建造。
And we're building upon that thing.
我们一定爱那个东西过于爱主的。
It will be a certainty that we'll love that thing more than we love the Lord.
我们一定看重那个东西重过于主的。
We'll pay more attention to that thing over our Lord.
主一定是被轻看的。
Our Lord will be taken second place.
如果今天有一个人在两个根基上建造，
If someone today is building on two foundations,
他还有两个， 他有两个主在侍奉,
and he's serving two masters.
同时他还能更爱主,
and he can actually love the Lord more. Then the Lord Jesus didn't have to say this word.
这另外的一个主, 另外的一个根基,
therefore, this other Lord, this other Master, this other foundation must be excised from our lives. Otherwise, you will surely have this feeling, how come I cannot love the Lord?
你一定会有一个感觉,
how come I cannot pay heed to my God?
你总是会重那个,
I will always be paying more attention to the other thing and less to my Lord. Do not think that you can have two masters. That I would love the Lord and also love the other thing. But I can love the Lord a little bit more. This is not a possibility. This other foundation must be excised from our lives.
如果它不出去,
if that thing is not excised, then our foundation will be destroyed.
根基若毁坏,
if the foundation is destroyed, then what can a righteous man do? Then we truly become someone who's useless in the hands of God. Because even if you're a saved righteous man, what can you do?
我想这是我们的选择,
this is our choice. This is the choice that we need to make today. Oftentimes we run away from this choice.
好像就把这个选择放在一边,
that we'll just lay this choice aside and not care about it.
然后我继续聚会,
I'll continue to gather, continue to pursue.
我想着有一天可能会变的,
perhaps one day that will change. But God's word tells us that will not change.
如果你有两个主,
if you have two masters, then your foundation will be destroyed. You will love that thing more than the Lord. You will not pay attention to the Lord more. You will not be able to love the Lord.
所以其实约书亚当时他就有讲过一句话,
in fact, Joshua had said this thing.
这是在约书亚记24章14到15节,
in Joshua chapter 24 verse 20. 14 and 15.
但是现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为好，今日就当选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奇的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God will not force us.
神把这个选择的权利交在我们手中。
God has given us the privilege of choosing.
我们今天要选择谁?
Who are we going to choose?
只有一个人真的选择主。
Only if someone who truly chooses the Lord.
他单单的在这个根基上建造。
He's only building on this foundation.
他真的单单的要侍奉主。
He only will serve the Lord single.
他才可能成为一个有根基的人。
Then he could be someone with foundation.
他才可能在主的手里成为一个有用的人。
Then he could be someone who's useful in the hands of God.
如果我们侍奉两个主,
if we serve two masters,
如果我们的眼睛不单一,
if our eyes are not single,
我们的根基一定是毁坏的。
Then our foundation will be destroyed.
我们其实就是选择做一个根基毁坏的人。
Then we are in fact choosing to be someone whose foundation is destroyed.
我们就是在神的面前选择做一个没有用的人。
That we are choosing in fact before the Lord to be someone who's useless in his hand.
如果今天主不是我的根基,
if the Lord is not my foundation,
他就绝对不可能成为我的中心。
Then he cannot be my center.
如果我们想要让主成为我的中心,
if we want the Lord to be our center,
想让我们从自己的中心脱出来,
that we want to not stop being self-centered,
想让我们自己脱离罪恶, 脱离世界,
and we want to be saved out of the world and also of sin,
那今天主耶稣必须成为我的根基,
then today the Lord Jesus must be my foundation.
只有一个人他的根基是主。
Only when someone's foundation is the Lord,
他的中心才可能是主。
Then his center could be the Lord.
否则这一切就是幻想。
Otherwise, this is all fantasy.
主都不是我的根基，他如何成为我的中心呢？
If God is not even my foundation, how can he be my center?
我连第一步都没有，我怎么可能走到第二步？
If I don't even have the first step, how can I take the second step?
主永远不会成为我们的中心。
Then God will, the Lord will never become our center.
像我们今天要回到最基本的事情上。
Today, I think we need to return to something the most fundamental.
我们在主的面前真的成为一个有根基的人。
That we truly become someone with foundation before the Lord.
因为那根基已经立好了。
Because that foundation has already been laid.
就是我们的主。
And that is.
我们能否说我的根基也立好了，就是我的主。
Can we also say that foundation has already been laid and it is Christ Jesus?
此外，没有人能立别的根基。
There is no other foundation that anyone else can lay.
我的一生就是要在这个根基上来建造。
My entire life will build upon this foundation.
愿主真的怜悯我。
May the Lord truly have mercy on us.
我们真的在他面前在主的根基上来生根建造。
That in his presence and upon this, the Lord's foundation that we will take root and will build up.
愿主真的成为我们的根基。
May the Lord truly become our foundation.
我们成为一个脚踏实地在主里面追求的人。
That we will stand on solid ground and we will follow the Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你是有根基的神。
You are a God with foundation.
主啊，你是建造让我们所有的建造都在这个稳固的根基上。
You have laid that foundation so all our building can be on that sure foundation.
愿你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
让我们在你面前都要做一个有根有基的人。
So that in your presence we will be people with foundation.
让我们的主今天真的成为我的根基。
That today may the Lord truly become our foundation.
奉主耶稣基督的。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们今天聚会就停在这里。
We'll conclude our meeting here today.